Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It's the matchup that everyone's been waiting for, the Patriots versus the Broncos. And Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly has the keys to success for the Patriots this week. It's time for 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
Whether it was pass interference or not, it was. Doesn't matter anymore. Carolina's gone. Denver's on the way into town. Everybody knows what you're going to get with Denver, and that is the game's best offense. Peyton Manning, even for his lofty standards, is having a season that's off the charts. So many weapons, so many different ways to hurt you. Not a good week for the Patriots to be banged up in the secondary, but those are the facts right now. Alphonso Dennard doesn't look like he's going to be able to go with that knee injury. Steve Gregory missed the last game with a thumb. We don't know about his status. Kyle Arrington, Aqib Talib, they were in and out of the last game with their problems. It's going to be every man on deck. Logan Ryan, Daron Harmon, Marquise Cole, who knows, maybe even Nate Ebner again like last game, Tavon Wilson. They're going to need a lot of contributions from a lot of different players because Denver comes at you in waves. Now, in dealing with all of those weapons, you're not really going to expect the Patriots to just completely shut Denver down. It's just not going to happen. They're too efficient, they're too effective, and they're too deep. But what you can hope for is turnovers, and the Patriots didn't get any last game, and that's the first time in a long time that happened. Denver, for as good as they are on offense, they turn the ball over. They're actually minus in the turnover differential. This is an area you can exploit. Peyton Manning, 6 fumbles this season. Not so much with the picks, but the fumbles have been a problem. Monte Ball has put the ball on the ground. Ronnie Hillman doesn't really even play anymore because he had fumbling issues. You can take the ball away from this Denver offense, and the Patriots are going to need to do that at least twice, I think, to keep the score down. Offensively, it's really a different story for the Patriots. I think right now they're probably as healthy as they've been all season. We saw the difference that Gronk can make a couple of weeks ago. Now we see Shane Vereen against Carolina. The thing that really sticks out to me is the efficiency that Tom Brady is throwing the ball with. And I know when you want to run the clock and keep the other team's offense off the field, you tend to think we need to run the football. I know the Patriots will run it, but what I want to see is that efficient passing game as well. No incomplete passes. Tom Brady only had 4 misfires the whole game until the final drive against Carolina. He's going to need to be that sharp once again. And you can throw the ball against Denver. They're going to be missing Raheem Moore, one of their starting safeties. And this is a secondary that can be exploited. The Patriots are going to need to do that. They need to run the clock, and they need to shorten the game. This is a difficult spot for the Patriots. Obviously, Denver has a lot going for them on offense. So many weapons, so many different ways to beat you. And defensively, I actually think the Broncos are a little bit underrated. I think people look back at that Dallas game earlier in the year when they gave up 48 points, and they think that's what it's been all season. It really hasn't been that bad. It's not a great defense, but not quite as bad as we think. The onus here is going to be, to me, on the Patriots' offense. They're going to need to match points with Peyton Manning, and that's not going to be easy. Weather could be a factor here. It's going to be pretty cold, we know that, but how much wind do we get? If we get 30, 40-mile-an-hour winds, I think that affects the passing game on both sides and definitely keeps the score down. That would be a big advantage for the Patriots, but as long as the turnovers don't wreck the game for Denver, I'm not sure the Patriots can keep up. I see Denver scoring into the 30s this game. It's going to be tough for Tom Brady to match that. I think Denver wins 37-27. It'll be a big one here Sunday night, and then the Patriots get a bit of a break as they travel to Houston next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.